The book of 2 Kings, chapter 24. And Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. During Jehoiakim's reign, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invaded the land, and Jehoiakim became his vassal for 3 years. But then he changed his mind and rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar. Babylon invaded Judah. Jehoiakim surrendered and agreed to pay Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, tribute. And he did. He paid for 3 years, but then he rebelled, and that was his big mistake. It says in verse 2, the Lord sent Babylonian, Aramean, Moabite, and Ammonite raiders against him. He sent them to destroy Judah in accordance with the word of the Lord proclaimed by his servants, the prophets. God warned Judah that for their sin of idolatry, their human sacrifice, their lack of repentance, he would have them destroyed. And that is what God is doing right here. It is coming to pass. One foreign nation after another attacks Judah and peppers them with trouble. And it says in verse 3, surely these things happened to Judah according to the Lord's command, in order to remove them from his presence because of all the sins of Manasseh and all he had done. Manasseh really was the king of Judah that did push God over the edge. God decided to wipe Judah out because of their many sins, and he was the worst. And so their hard times were actually a result of God's wrath, and that was clear to anyone with discernment. They knew why these bad things was happening. And look at verse 4. Manasseh, talking about him, including the shedding of innocent blood, for he had filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and the Lord was not willing to forgive. Manasseh, Judah's former king, is mentioned specifically by God, and that's because he was exceptionally evil. There were a lot of evil kings in the southern kingdom, but he was exceptionally evil. Even sacrificed his own children to his false gods, and the Lord would not forgive that sin. Verse 5. As for the other events of Jehoiakim's reign and all he did, are they not written in the book of the annals of the kings of Judah? Jehoiakim rested with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, succeeded him as king. And the new king, Jehoiachin, will eventually be captured and spend 36 years in Babylon as a prisoner. Verse 7. Verse 6, it says, Jehoiakim rested with his fathers, and Jehoiachin, his son, succeeded him as king. The king of Egypt did not march out from his own country again, because the king of Babylon had taken all his territory from the Wadi of Egypt to the Euphrates River. Remember, the king of Egypt had brought their army up against Judah and attacked. We saw that in the last chapter. Well, that's not happening anymore. Judah doesn't have to worry about Egypt anymore. Egypt would love to attack Judah again, but Babylon has become so strong, such a powerful world superpower, actually, that they've taken control of that area. Anytime Egypt would come out to attack Israel or anybody else, they would be attacked by Babylon. So they're kind of sitting put right where they are. Verse 8. Jehoiachin was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. His mother's name was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan, and she was from Jerusalem. And Jehoiachin did evil in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father had done, and just as most of the kings in the south had done. This is nothing new. And during his 3 month reign in Jerusalem, the armies of Babylon began to lay siege to Jerusalem. It is the beginning of the end. Verse 11. And Nebuchadnezzar himself came up to the city while his officers were besieging it. Actually, Nebuchadnezzar didn't think that the defeat of Jerusalem was much of a challenge. It really wasn't that big of a deal. In fact, he sent the main part of Babylon's army to fight off in a different war, and Jerusalem would be pretty much a pushover. Verse 12, Jehoiachin, king of Judah, his mother, his attendants, his nobles, and his officials all surrendered to him. In the 8th year of the reign of the king of Babylon, he took Jehoiachin prisoner. And as I mentioned, Jehoiachin will be a prisoner in Babylon for 36 years. And then he will be released. But by then, after 36 years, life as he knew it in Judah will be long gone. 13. As the Lord had declared, Nebuchadnezzar removed all the treasures from the temple of the Lord and from the royal palace, and took away all the gold articles that Solomon, king of Israel, had made for the temple of the Lord. And so all the gold and all the holy things that were in the temple that had been dedicated to God, they were dismantled, cut to pieces, and taken away to Babylon. Verse 14. He carried into exile all Jerusalem, all the officers and fighting men, and all the craftsmen and artisans, a total of 10,000. Only the poorest people of the land were left. And this was really just the first stage of the captivity. Nebuchadnezzar takes away those who were the most skilled, and he left only the manual laborers in Judah. Verse 15. Nebuchadnezzar took Jehoiachin captive to Babylon. He also took from Jerusalem to Babylon the king's mother, his wives, his officials, and the leading men of the land. And so Judah's political leadership is gone, taken off to Babylon. Verse 16. The king of Babylon also deported to Babylon the entire force of 7,000 fighting men, strong and fit for war, and 1,000 craftsmen and artisans. So any Israelite, really, who would be useful to Babylon's military or Babylon in general was taken away. He took the best. Anybody who had anything to offer the kingdom of Babylon was taken and forced to serve them. Verse 17. He made Mattaniah, Jehoiachin's uncle, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. And so here we see really the last king of Judah. His name is Zedekiah, and he was just a puppet ruler doing the will of Babylon. He would be the final king of Judah, as I mentioned. Verse 18. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 11 years. His mother's name was Hamutal, daughter of Jeremiah. She was from Libna. For 11 years, actually, there was peace between Zedekiah and Judah and Babylon. There was peace. Of course, that's because Babylon controlled the king of Judah, and he was just a puppet. There was no reason to fight against Judah, because Babylon was already controlling Judah. In verse 19, talking about Zedekiah, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, just as Jehoiakim had done. And certainly that's not a surprise, that he would do evil in the eyes of the Lord. And it says in the last part of verse 19 that he had done evil just as Jehoiakim had done. And in the end, Zedekiah rebelled against Babylon, and that brought the final destruction of Jerusalem that God said would happen because of the terrible sins that his people had committed and did not repent of. It says in verse 20, and it was because of the Lord's anger that all this happened to Jerusalem and Judah, and in the end he thrust them from his presence. And then it says, now Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And so the Israelites are paying for their rebellion against God. God warned, this shouldn't take them by surprise. He gave them many, many opportunities to repent and get right with him, but they would not have any part of God. And so now they are experiencing his wrath. And next time we finish up the book of 2 Kings. Next time we are in chapter 25. Until then, so long, everyone.